Hello and good evening, Laker fans. Welcome back to the 824 Purple and Gold podcast. Tonight, very sloppy and I would say bad win against a very terrible team. A Golden State team that is 12-41 in the win-loss column. It just seems like the Lakers are just in a mid-season slump. Right before the All-Star break, seems like guys are mailing it in. They are mentally checked out for the most part. Just seems like, especially LeBron and AD don't want to be there, really. just from the eye test. But, just from the looks of tonight's game, a very, very sloppy start to the game. The Lakers did end up being up by as much as 21. But, of course, the game still got sloppy towards the end. Warriors cut it to about 4. That's as close as they got. Things got really close in that at the end of the fourth quarter. Then, of course, LeBron hit the dagger to seal the win. But overall, a very sloppy game. Not something that you necessarily want to see from this team, but it should be something that you expect to see from this team in the middle of the season, the dog days of the season, right before the All-Star break. Hopefully after the All-Star break, the Lakers turn it around, turn up the heat a little bit, start giving that effort that we saw in the beginning of the season that allowed them to have that top five offense and defense, especially that defense, the tenacious defense that we saw in the beginning of the season that got them to that hot start, hot 24-3 start. That's something that I would like to see post All-Star break. But going through this game, checking some of my notes from what I saw in this game, Avery Bradley continuing his hot shooting from the past couple of games. He's actually, I believe, shooting around 53% from three the past few games. At least I saw it was his the past like 45 attempts or something like that. He's shooting about 50% from the three mark. And that is something that I did not expect to see earlier in the season. I believe Avery was shooting around 23%, which was pretty abysmal. He's a guy that we leave on the floor with his defense. That is why we have him on the floor. When it comes to Avery Bradley, again, it's really cool seeing how his three-point shooting is really heated up at this point of the season. It's something that we probably really need as, you know, you can see most of his teammates are not giving him as much effort as they were in the beginning of the season. But it's pretty cool nonetheless to see Avery Bradley continue his hot shooting. Another player I want to touch on, Dwight Howard. After last game not playing as much, which is, I don't know why, you were playing the Rockets. Dwight Howard would have had an easy advantage with his length, with his power, with no player playing on the Rockets above 6'6". So it was pretty cool to see him getting more minutes. A bounce back game for him, really showing that bounce that he still possesses at the age of 34 in his 16th season. It's pretty crazy to think about. I was watching some of this game and just seeing LeBron and Dwight Howard run the floor. LeBron throws a lob to Dwight Howard. Two number one picks from back-to-back years, 2003-2004. I thought that was pretty cool. So it was pretty good to see Dwight Howard out there bullying the young Warriors front court, bullying them for positioning, boxing them out, getting offensive boards, and just dunking the ball like he looking like vintage Dwight Howard. So I hope he can continue that for the rest of the season. Again, he is an older player now, so you can't really expect that max effort night in and night out. But it's still pretty cool to see that in these types of games when the Lakers can easily just see the Warriors as a pushover and play down to competition, it's really good and encouraging to see a player like Dwight Howard with that veteran presence giving him the type of effort that he gave tonight and helped us win this game. Moving on, Kuzma showing a little bit more of a different type of game tonight. Usually Kuzma is known as a bucket getter, a player that can only score, not really do anything else on the floor. But tonight, I saw a couple plays, I think particularly in the first half, where he showed that he can really facilitate the basketball, something that I would love to see more from Kuzma, something that will allow him to become more of a plus player as he's on the floor. He's already great at stretching the floor, shooting corner threes, creating his own shot sometimes, but it's just something about his basketball IQ that he has a reputation of not having a high basketball IQ. And that's why some Laker fans, I see you guys on Twitter, on social media, just hating on Kuz. Not necessarily hating on Kuz, but he has a reason, of course, for that hate. But it's kind of frustrating sometimes looking at some footage, seeing LeBron run the floor and Kuzma missing a wide open pass to him. So it was pretty cool to see Kyle Kuzma facilitating a little bit, throwing a couple lobs to Dwight Howard, finding an open shooter. I believe he found like Danny Green open in the corner in that first half. So I would like to see more of that from Kuzma, especially when LeBron is on the bench. I would like the ball out of Rondo's hands as much as possible, even though Rondo did have a little bit of a bounce back game tonight. He kind of shut me up a little bit tonight, but I want to see Kuzma with the ball some more, get his rhythm going, and also facilitate as well. That's something I want to see him improve along with his defense. If he can do those things along with getting buckets, handling the ball, facilitating and playing good defense, I do not want to let go of this kid. He's still 23, 24 years old. He's still someone who I can see fitting in into the future of the Lakers, which is not a popular opinion nowadays, with a lot of fans wanting Kuzma shipped out prior to the trade deadline. But again, I still have faith in him. Please don't let me down, Kuzma. I have faith in you. As we move into the second half of this game, I believe the Lakers starting the third quarter started the third quarter out on a 5-0 run. They turned up the defense, something that we expect them to do night in and night out. But of course, in the dog days of the season, they're not giving max effort. Not the max effort that they should be giving. The max effort that they gave in the beginning and hopefully towards the end of the season. They turned up that defense. You can see flashes of how dominant they can be on both the offensive and defensive end of the floor. If the Lakers can keep that same intensity towards the end of the season and into the playoffs, first round, second round, third round, I have supreme confidence that no team can beat the Lakers in a 7-game series. Not the Clippers, even though I do see them as the toughest Western Conference team that we're going to have to go up against. I don't see Denver beating the Lakers in a 7-game series. We've already seen a few matchups between AD and how he can neutralize the Joker, Nikola Jokic, from the Denver Nuggets. And I just think that LeBron is just going to be too powerful for that defense, along with Anthony Davis abusing Jokic on the post. I don't see the Utah Jazz either beating this team in a 7-game series. Again, as long as the Lakers stay focused when they need to be in the playoffs, then I don't see a problem with this team. The biggest challenges, again, are against the Clippers and the Milwaukee Bucks come June. If we beat the Clippers in the second round, if we face them in the second round or in the Western Conference Finals. Right now, it looks like the Clippers are looking to keeping hold onto that second seed in the Western Conference. So it's looking like we're going to see them in the Western Conference Finals, which is, I'm pretty sure, 95 to 99% of fans were expecting to see in the Western Conference Finals. Lakers, Clippers, giving a chance to both of those teams to make the finals to eventually face the Bucks. The Eastern Conference, I don't really see anybody challenging the Bucks. Only teams I can really see challenging them are Philadelphia, once they turn it up in the playoffs, or hey, even Miami. They are a surprise team, and don't sleep on Toronto. They are on a franchise record 13-game winning streak. I wouldn't sleep on them. They're being slept on. Media's not really talking about them as much, but they lost Kawhi Leonard in the offseason, and they are still playing amazing basketball. So that's what I envision in the Eastern Conference. But back to the game, I digress a little bit. Into the fourth quarter, Lakers still had a lead, a pretty big lead. But they get sloppy towards the end. Something that we see over and over and over in this season. There's not many games where you can really say with confidence that the Lakers played a perfect 48 minutes of basketball. That's something that you really see on the night in, night out basis from the Milwaukee Bucks. And that's what that's why I really have them slightly above this Lakers team. That's why I do see them as going to be a potentially really tough outing in the finals, if we make the finals, of course. But the ongoing theme of the season is that the Lakers can be dominant for stretches. They can build a 20-30 point lead, but no lead is safe with the Lakers. No lead has been safe with the Lakers. Too many times you can see the Lakers build up a lead and the opposing team would just continue to chip away slowly but surely. Right on cue, I sensed it this game, and the Warriors brought the game within four. Something that, again, just keeps happening this season. It seems almost as if the Lakers play down to their competition, even though they have an excellent record against teams below 500. It's just you're not comfortable at all with the lead with this Lakers team, and that's very concerning to me. Something, again, dog days of the season, they're not giving max effort, and it's very apparent. But, of course, very sloppy to the end. Again, 24 turnovers. That is something that the Lakers need to clean up. They average about 15, and that is not good. That is not good if you want to be a championship contender in this league. If you want to be a championship contender, you need to take care of the ball. And there was a situation tonight where LeBron was careless with the ball, tried to throw a bounce pass to Anthony Davis as he was running down the floor, and Anthony Davis ran into the crowd and tweaked his leg. So definitely a scary moment towards the end of the game. And it's kind of frustrating for some fans because at that point of the game against the lowly Warriors, LeBron and AD should have been sitting out. They should have been on the bench. They shouldn't have been worried about keeping this lead and winning against the 12-41 Golden State Warriors. That should have not been the case. AD cannot be on the floor that late into the game against a horrible team like this. So that was pretty frustrating to see. He did have a little bit of a limp. I'm gonna check what are the updates on his leg. Hopefully it's fine. Hopefully nothing is serious. And as I'm checking, I don't see anything too serious about his leg. I don't even really see an update on social media or anything like that. So he should be fine. Just a little tweak at the end of the day. But again, that's why these guys cannot be out there that late in the game. Especially when you have the Milwaukee Bucks, who are sitting Giannis by the end of the third quarter, with Giannis only logging high 20s, low 30s in the minutes department. And you have LeBron tonight, 34 minutes around the season average. And Anthony Davis, let me check. He logged in about 35 minutes. So it's all right. It's around their season average. But again, you don't want to see them exert that much effort, putting them in a risk of receiving an injury. That is becoming a theme in today's NBA. With the load management revolution. But yeah, that's something I would like, you know, as we continue on to the season, for the Lakers to keep their foot on the gas pedal and don't let up until you're up by 30 going into the fourth quarter and you can sit your superstars with LeBron only logging 28 minutes and AD 26 minutes. That is the ideal situation. We need these guys to be well-rested for the playoffs so we can run train on the whole Western Conference into the finals. But going back to the game, how it ended, it was pretty cool to see LeBron being clutched there in the end with his dagger three, sealing the deal against this lowly Golden State Warriors team. And I say that as much as I can because you already know they're going to be back next season ready to lay out all of their firepower with Steph, Klay, Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green, and whoever the fifth starter is. So get your punches in now while they're down. I would have wished that we beat them by 30 tonight, but hey, a win is a win. Still a bad win in my mind. Next up, we got Phoenix on Monday, the 10th, February 10th. The second to last game before the All-Star break. LeBron had already made a comment saying that they're just going through the motions right now, and they really just can't wait until the All-Star break when they can really just set their mind free, set their mind off of basketball for a little bit, reset, and come back with some fire going into the playoffs. So again, Lakers win tonight with the score of 125 to 120. Bad win. Frustrated fans out there, I know you're frustrated with me. But again, next up we have Phoenix. That should be an automatic W. But there's no telling with these guys kind of mailing it in, mentally being checked out right before the All-Star break. So who knows what it's going to be. This has been your host, Jordan, with the 824 Lakers Purple and Gold podcast. And I'll catch you guys on the next one. Peace.